Another investigation into the state mental health agency. A new state law bans drag shows in front of children. And details on a rehabilitation effort for some ducks at the University of Oklahoma. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, May 12th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A state-ordered investigation is beginning into the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Governor Kevin Stitt announced today that he appointed attorney Robert McCampbell to serve as special counsel. Stitt says McCampbell will investigate potential abuse, waste, mismanagement, and fraud at the state agency. The investigation will be conducted independently, and the special counsel will report directly to the governor's office. Financial experts say the state's mental health agency needs more funding to make it through June. Sierra Pfeiffer reports lawmakers are expected to get a final number on the budget shortfall soon.
The Oklahoma Department of Mental Health first announced its budget shortfall more than a month ago, but the agency hasn't been able to put a finger on just how much is missing. Lawmakers have grown increasingly frustrated. Unless they want to call a special session during the summer, all budget decisions have to be made before the end of May. Financial investigators say the number they submit to the legislature will be enough to maintain the department's contractual obligations and keep state employees. Majority Leader Mark Lawson says the stakes are high.
It's important to us that we're providing service even to those that are uninsured, so we're going to have to tamp down how to address independence.
He says House and Senate financial staff will review the department's request and decide from there. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The governor has signed a bill into law that bans obscene performances in public spaces in front of minors. LGBTQ plus advocates say it could have implications for upcoming pride celebrations. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports.
While House Bill 1217 does not specifically mention drag shows, Governor Kevin Stitt said in a video posted to social media, it effectively bans them.
This is a no-brainer. We're basically banning drag shows in front of kids.
The law took effect immediately due to an emergency clause and defines adult performances as any with obscene content visible to minors. Lawmakers questioned the bill's impact on drag shows before passage. The bill's author, Senator David Bullard, said it targets obscenity, not drag itself. LGBTQ plus advocates worry the law could be used to target pride events and drag performances. Violators could face up to a year in jail and or a fine up to $1,000. I'm Nick Daniels.
Three mallards are back home in the OU duck pond after a diesel oil spill in March contaminated the wildlife habitat. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports.
That's the sound of freedom. Three of 12 ducks captured by WildCare Oklahoma flew out of their cages and into the pond last Friday. Gallons of diesel flowed into the water from the OU utility plant in March. Two of the caught ducks died quickly, but the rest have found homes or are continuing recovery. Wildlife Rehabilitation Manager Paul Rosinko led the release.
This is the least amount of time we spend with the animals, which is crazy, but it's the happiest time.
The ducks suffered burns and issues with their natural waterproofing. Rosinko says several baths allowed the wildlife to spread natural oils back to their feathers so they can float again. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And while you're there, we invite you to subscribe to the all-new Radioactive newsletter. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.